And we're off to the States next, where President Joe Biden has defended his decision to pardon his son Hunter after he repeatedly insisted that he had no plans to do so. The president's spokesperson said that Mr. Biden has wrestled over the decision during his family's Thanksgiving break on the island of Nantucket in Massachusetts at the weekend. Last June, Hunter Biden became the first child of a sitting US president to be criminally convicted after a jury found him guilty of three charges for lying about his drug use on a form when buying a handgun. And then in September, he pleaded guilty to failure to file and pay his taxes, tax evasion, and filing a false return. He is due to be sentenced later this month, but I asked our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan, does this pardon now mean that he will not be going to prison?
It does mean he won't be going to prison. He's got a pardon from the President of the United States for the crimes that he's been found guilty of, this gun-related offence, and also crimes that he has pleaded guilty to, which are the tax offences. However, he has been now pardoned from those, so he won't be going to jail for those. And he won't be going to jail for anything else that might have happened over the past decade, any other federal charges, that is, that might have involved Hunter Biden over the last 10 years that have not been investigated, have not been brought to court, have not been brought to a final conclusion in the court. So he has got a very, very wide-ranging get-out-of-jail-free card.
And that period you mentioned covers the time that he was a board member of a Ukrainian energy company at the same time as his father, as vice president, was involved in key policy making towards Kyiv.
Yes, and a lot of people are looking to that period when Joe Biden was the vice president to Barack Obama, a time when the business, the international business activities of Hunter Biden had been noted by quite a lot of people who worked in and around the White House, in that Obama-led White House. And they were raising eyebrows and saying, young Hunter seems to be doing a lot of business and maybe it's in some way connected to his father's position. And so the allegation has always dogged him of influence peddling that he was getting on boards like this Ukrainian energy company Burisma, like doing business with Chinese companies or Kazakh businesses, businesses that he had no connection with or no expertise in, the areas that he was serving on boards of, such as oil and gas. And he's freely admitted that himself as well. And people wondering and thinking, well, the only reason that he might be getting on these boards is because of his connection to the then Vice President of the United States. It was that similar sort of logic flipped on its head that Joe Biden used in justifying his pardon for his son, saying he wouldn't have been prosecuted for the offences that he was prosecuted for were he not my son. So it seems to be a bit of trying to have it both ways.
Can Donald Trump, when he becomes president in January, takes office, can he do anything to rescind it, or is this pardon now set in stone?
Now, the pardon, I think, is set in stone. I've never heard of one president overturning another president's pardon. Some people on the Republican side, though, over the past few hours, have been on television here in the United States pointing out that it doesn't exclude the Justice Department or indeed anybody else from going after Hunter Biden on a civil charge. This pardon covers federal criminal offences, but a civil case, a civil prosecution is still potentially there. We've also had the Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz saying that by granting Hunter Biden a pardon, Joe Biden may have put him in a difficult spot because in Professor Dershowitz's reasoning, he is now no longer covered by the Fifth Amendment, or rather he can't use the Fifth Amendment of refusing to answer questions from committees or courtrooms on the grounds that it could incriminate him in a criminal case. That's no longer the case. He has this get-out-of-jail-free card, so he would therefore be compelled to answer and could be compelled to be a witness in a case against either Joe Biden himself or his brother Jim Biden, who some Republicans also suspect may be on a pardon list in the not-too-distant future.
Some Democrats, the Democratic governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, said that Biden risked his own reputation and legacy by doing this after he repeatedly insisted he wouldn't pardon his son. Does it impact his legacy, Sean?
Yeah, it does, certainly in the near term. And Governor Polis is one of the people, certainly on the Democrat side, who's pointed this, but he's had counterparts on the Republican side as well, such as Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, saying, as a parent, yeah, who wouldn't want to pardon their own offspring and get them out of this kind of trouble? But what he said he'd do it himself, but what he objected to was the lie of Joe Biden, saying for the last couple of years, I won't pardon my son, I will let justice take its course, and has now turned around and said, you know what, I'm going to pardon my son. That is something that a lot of people on both sides of the political aisle here find the more objectionable part of this presidential pardon.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.